It's called the Enough National School Walkout, taking place exactly 1 month after the Parkland shooting. Organizers claim 2,000 schools across the country have registered to participate. The walkout will last for 17 minutes, 1 minute for each of the victims killed at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
641 now. Let's go to some texters here, then grab a couple of phone calls, 847.
Something
happened. My daughter is senior, and her friends will be walking out of Buffalo Grove tomorrow. Leave it up, Jim. And we totally support her decision. 224, a teacher writes, good morning, our students are walking out tomorrow. Instead of them leaving the school, they're locking arms in the halls and reading the names of the people affected and wearing the school colors of the school in Florida. That's powerful.
Very powerful.
Our district has worked with students to help them stay safe while they do this tomorrow. And I'd give the school credit, but the school's not listed in the text, but I think it's a great idea. Let's see here. We got mixed up text here as usual. Thank you for our massive technological leap here. We should just have a fax machine in the studio. It'd be faster than dealing with this. Look at as fast as I can here. Meanwhile, we listen to the hits.
Well, Chicago Public Schools say they're going to handle the walkouts on a case-by-case basis. Administrators are not helping to plan it, but in many schools, students will be allowed to take part. However, and this is the key, students who don't return to class after the walkout will be given an unexcused absence. So this is just Chicago Public Schools. Every Illinois school district is handling the walkout.
Wait, they're giving the kids an unexcused absence
if they don't return to class.
Oh, sure. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's not just, hey, we're walking out, we're leaving school for the day. This is Chicago Public Schools. Every other school district in Illinois is going to handle it in its own way.
It's totally fair that if you walk out and use it as a reason to go do what you want to do and not go back to school, that you get hit with something.
I would also, check with your school, too, as well, because Aurora East is not allowing the walkout. They're going to have indoor activities as well. Aurora West will allow students to walk out onto the football field only. So these are just a smattering of examples, but I would highly encourage students to check with their school to make sure that they don't get any sort of unexcused absence for doing this.
You would think it'd be, a lot of talk in schools about this, right? Mm-hmm. Like they'd have an idea what the plan is. Hey, Pat, what's going on with your family?
Good morning. I'm calling about my granddaughter, Mary Grace Ledspike. She's a senior at Libertyville High School. She helped organize a walk to protest the gun violence on student campus. She's in Model UN. She's in Top Cat. She after school mentors.
Well, this is perfect. We just got Mary Grace on the phone. We'll just make her kid of the week right now. Hold on.
Great.
This is fantastic. What a great lead. hold the line here. Mary Grace, how are you?
Wonderful.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You sound like a fabulous young lady.
Oh, she is.
Thanks.
All right, so Mary Grace, you're the kid of the week, just like that. You're the kid of the week. We'll give you some pizza. We'll give you an app gift card just for what you're doing already. But your grandmother started to explain it, but you go forward and tell us what you're doing tomorrow.
For the walkout?
Yeah.
So our school, we're doing it a little bit differently than what the national group planned. With the 17 minutes, we decided that we wanted to do a little bit more and get the students' personal voices a little bit more involved. So we're actually walking out for a full hour, and at the 17-minute mark of everyone going outside to the football field, we're going to have a 6-minute moment of silence, which is 1 minute for the length of the shooting in Parkland. And so we're expecting probably about 500 students, probably more,
that's
to
great.
Join us. And then after the moment of silence, we have about 6 or 7 kids who wrote speeches or poems and decided that they wanted to speak in front of the kids who were walking out. And then we have some kids from the choir performing a song.
You know, Mary Grace, I think you know this, but it's got to be you guys. Sadly, you can't count on the grown-ups to get this done because the grown-ups are failing you. And I'm really proud of you and all of these kids who are stepping up and doing this. So this is your moment, and thanks for being one of the leaders in it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you hold the line. And Pat, thanks for the heads up on that. Pat, what a good kid she is.
You bet your life she is.
All right, hold the line, Pat, if you would as well.
I will.